are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The kids' own music here for the Friday forecast, brought to you by B2B Burgers, the beer, and Solon. Have you been to a B2B ever, Matt Williams?
I have not been to B2B.
It's great.
And Dwayne was just a fantastic man.
He had played ball with Dante Whitner and Nate Clements back in the
Nate Clements, Nate Clements, he played on the Shaker team.
Cool. Awesome.
They lost. I was at the game. They played Ignatius in the state playoffs. Nate Clements was tremendous.
In the rain.
And it was like a cold, snowy rain, and Nate Clemens' speed was negated by the turf.
Yep.
Yeah, he would have been a little
Nate's
bit older
guy.
Than you, though.
I played with him 2 years at Ohio State.
Okay.
Yep, the two Cooper years, my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, he was a heck of a high school player.
He's a heck of a pro.
Yeah, but my mom works and still works in Shaker High School, and she knew him, super nice guy. And was just a heck of a high school. I mean, that level of athleticism in high school. You know, he played quarterback. Just get him the ball and get out of the way.
Absolutely.
Gibbs, Friday forecast.
Number one today, guys. What's one thing that could keep the Cavs from winning it all? Hate to be Mr. Negative, but you got to throw it out.
An injury. I think it's just that simple. An injury, and the San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs scare me just because they seem to be the matchup that gives LeBron the most problems. Even the year that they beat San Antonio in the finals, they really, everything had to come, you know, all the luck had to come together for him. San Antonio and or an injury.
I had injury as well, but I think the one thing that at times this season I've drawn questions about is the depth of our bench. You know, and that's why yesterday I talked so highly about the fact that James Jones and Mike Miller and Sean Marion and those guys got significant minutes in a basketball game that they ended up winning. And so that competitive edge and that juice was flowing. I just think that those guys are going to be called upon maybe because of injury or for some reason, you know, throughout the playoffs to play more minutes than they're used to playing. And that scares me.
Nothing.
Wow. Strong.
Nothing. It's our time.
It's our town.
It's our town. We're winning it all. The Cavs are winning it all.
Number two.
Yeah, you can answer if you want.
I think the one thing that could keep the Cavs from winning it all is their bench.
Dellavedova.
Oh, God. If
one guy.
Rely on him,
one guy.
We got to rely on him. We are totally screwed.
No Kyrie. We get Dellavedova.
All right.
Question number two. If you were Tampa Bay, would you still take Jameis Winston number one with everything going on right now?
I absolutely would, but I certainly hope that they don't, because now I'm starting to dream of Jameis in the brown and orange.
I absolutely would, too. I think that, Jameis Winston's legal team was expecting this to come out, and strategically it comes out 13 days before he could potentially go number one overall.
Number one. Jameis Winston. Yes, absolutely take him.
Run to the podium, baby.
Run.
Crab leg night.
Yes.
All you can eat.
Number three.
Who will be the so Ohio State spring game is tomorrow, wrapping up spring practice. Who will be the starting quarterback for Ohio State when they take the field this fall?
Well, you know, we have Mr. Buckeye in the room, so I would defer to him. But my guess is JT Barrett. I think JT Barrett is a perfect fit for Urban Meyer's offense. He's a combination of Braxton Miller and Cardale Jones. I love Cardale Jones. I'd love to see him in the pros, but I think it's got to be JT Barrett.
I agree that JT Barrett will play the most and be the quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes and lead them back to the second ever college football playoff, most likely this year the number one seed, not the fourth. But the starter for the Ohio State Buckeyes this upcoming season will be Cardale Jones, but he will revert back to old tendencies and not ride that big-time stage wave that we're all high on him for, and it'll end up being JT Barrett who will lead us back.
JT Barrett, he's got to be the guy.
Let me ask you a question.
I think he's the most
here.
Talented of the three quarterbacks. I think he's the guy.
Let me ask you a question.
But
here,
how
Rohan.
Do you not play Cardale Jones?
But if you play Cardale, they're going to be winning those games. So you think that Urban is going to take out a guy that has won three games to win the national championship, and let's say they're 4-0, but he's been unimpressive. So he'll be 7-0. Does it come back to the old, well, he's never lost a game stat? Or
I don't think, not in Urban's eyes, it doesn't. You know, and I think the influence, Urban to me doesn't seem like a guy who cares what people think. You know, so the influence of, you know, here in Cleveland about, we got to take a quarterback if we get Mariota or Winston and make that move to find our franchise quarterback, Urban doesn't care because he knows how good the three of them are. And also, too, the one other thing that reigns supreme in my mind is I believe you set back the Ohio State Buckeye program if you play Braxton Miller or Cardale Jones at quarterback this season, because they'll be gone, and then you go back to JT Barrett, who most likely is still the best quarterback on that roster.
Barrett.
Gibbs? Right.
I got to go. I'm hoping for Cardale. I love JT Barrett, but it's a good problem to have if you're Ohio State.
Is.
And by the way, like, Barrett's not going to play tomorrow, and
he's going to throw in that quarterback competition
at
halftime with Troy Smith and Cardale.
Yeah. But that freshman QB, what if that freshman QB comes in tomorrow?
Collier.
Just dazzles people.
Collier?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great problem to have. Wish it Michigan is. Had that. Yeah. Oh, I mean,
sorry, Chip
kid.
Kelly from Notre Dame thinks his quarterbacks are still better than Brian
the Ohio
State ones.
Brian Kelly.
What did I say, Chip Kelly?
Yep.
There we go.
That's all right. We
it's
got
Friday.
You, buddy. We got you, man. Number four. Long week.
Yeah, it's been a long week. All right. If you won a championship in any sport and got a ring, would you sell the ring?
No.
Absolutely not. Bad question.
I am amazed at the number of athletes selling their rings.
I'm also amazed at
the story yesterday.
Because they're all broke. They're not smart like Wilhelm, who stacked his Benjamins for years.
There was a guy. There's a guy on the Packer team. I think one of the Underwood brothers, EJ, not the one that played at Ohio State, the other one that played at University of Cincinnati, was a corner. Who has sold his ring. And in some cases, and I know that it's a luxury and the dream of many who have come before us to, you know, even great ones. Dan Marino, Boomer Esiason, and these great quarterbacks that never got a ring. Charles Barkley in the NBA never got a ring. So to have a ring is very, very special. But for a guy who, you know, maybe gets signed to the practice squad week 16, you know, like the pack, we go on the run of all runs, win three road games, make it to the Super Bowl and beat the Steelers, and you get a Super Bowl ring. Does it have that meaning, or is it still just pretty damn cool that you have a Super Bowl ring? Right place at the right time? Does it mean anything to you? Because maybe you're on the Patriots the whole year, you get cut, you end up in Green Bay on the practice squad, you go to the Super Bowl, win a ring. Does that mean anything to you?
I think it's just cool to have it, but I think if you put yourself in that guy's shoes and he's got $22 in the bank and he can sell something for 50
he made
grand.
80, he made 80 grand for a full season on practice squad after taxes, 45, and someone's going to write him an $80,000 check.
Yeah. Well, I'm always imagining if I was winning a ring that I was like the star player.
Oh, of course.
Who wouldn't be?
Number five.
I had to put this one in specifically for the kid. Bill Belichick turned 63 yesterday. What would you give him for a birthday gift?
Probably a statue of Tommy Terrific.
I'd give him a sense of humor.
I think he's got a sense of humor. You're just not seeing it.
I know. I don't want to see it.
What would I get Bill Belichick? I'd get him a dinner with you, the kid.
I don't know that he'd really enjoy that, but okay, I'm for
it. That's right. I get to give him a gift, and you'd love it. You'd have a
great
time.
Oh, I would love it for sure.
Well, I like you better than I like Bill Belichick, so
thank you.
You're welcome.
You could probably win an auction in the New England area.
I would be shocked if he ever has a dinner with Bill Belichick up for auction. No chance.
All right,
this is my question to the forum. Gibbs, you're going to be the first to answer.
All right.
Comes from David Whitman. He wants a Cleveland Browns Daily punt, pass, kick, plus man Olympics, golf, bowling, eating, and drinking competition between me, Wilhelm, and the kid. He is putting his shekels on Wilhelm. Who wins that competition?
Between you and Wilhelm?
And the kid. Punt, pass, kick.
Okay.
Golf.
Win.
What
you
win?
Can have that. Punt, pass, kick, I will win. You can have golf.
I'm gonna win pass, and I'm going to win kick.
No, you
wait a minute. I don't know about you winning kick here.
You can't run, but you can kick.
Once upon a time, the kid used to play some soccer.
So did I.
All right, so maybe the kid will take kick. You're going to take punt. I'm going to win golf.
Okay.
I'm going to win eating.
No, you won't.
And I'm going to win drinking.
No, you won't.
You don't even drink.
Okay.
You haven't drank. you haven't had a drink in weeks.
You think that guys go to training camp to get ready for the football season for a reason? then if I know that on May 15th we're going to have this competition, that between now and
May 15th... Oh, you need to go into training for it? That's what you're saying?
Sure.
If I get our training...
You know what?
I'm a man. I'll show up right now. You can do it right now.
I will beat you. How about the boxing match, too?
Wilhelm, I'll take you out. I'll get you trained.
I'm going to have to throw in some other activities there to have a chance.
Swimming?
Swimming, I will win swimming. You can have swimming. I can swim, but you can have swimming.
I wouldn't want to win swimming.
Yeah.
Why? Nathan Michael Phelps proud. Is the greatest athlete who's ever lived, maybe.
Oh.
No.
Oh. God, no. Get out of here.
Are you joking? He's the greatest.
Maybe the most
He's the greatest Olympian, U.S. Olympian of all time.
And although, what is the Olympics?
Although, I will say this. Carl Lewis, to me.
Jesse Owens?
Carl Lewis did it time after time after time, and he didn't have as many activities to go into as. I think I rate him and Phelps 1 and 2. Jesse Owens was great in 1 Olympics.
Michael Phelps is the, I mean.
The most accomplished, I mean, him and Carl Lewis are the most accomplished Olympians ever.
Most accomplished?
Yeah. Doesn't mean he's the best athlete. Right. I mean, although when he started playing golf, he picked up golf
quickly.
The guy has
set 39 world records. 39 world records, the guy has set.
What about Carl?
I'm trying to look at how many like and medals.
You know what? He doesn't sing the national anthem as nicely as Carl.
That's true.
That's probably true. That is probably true. I mean,
it's
this
a glorious
guy.
Sound.
Do you have that on the sounder, Gibbs?
Let me see if I can find it.
I mean, he's unbelievable. He is the most decorated Olympian of all
time.
Great,
he's an Olympian.
With a total of 22 medals. He holds the all-time record for Olympic gold medals with 18, double the second highest record holders.
And who's second? Is it any non-swimmers?
No, Olympic gold medals in individual events, 11. Olympic medals in individual events for a male, 13. 8 gold medals at the 2008 Beijing Games.
I mean, there's no question he's a stud, but just like comparing him to Carl, I'm talking about, because there's way more events that you could be in for swimming than track and field. Track and field, you can only do 4 in Olympics. If you do that, you do the 100, the 200, and the 4x1.
4x1, so 4x2.
Yeah, so you have 4 events. And Phelps had 8, so I would say Carl's up there.
All right, I think Michael Phelps is the greatest. I think he's the greatest athlete.
If you're talking Olympian, fine, but not the greatest athlete.
Nobody has ever dominated anything like Michael Phelps has in an individual sport.
Once upon a time. Eldrick, Tiger Woods.
Come on, man.
What do you mean, come on?
Come on, man.
I mean, for a 5 or 6 year period, I'll take it.
There was no athlete, single athlete, better in his sport for a 5 year period than Tiger Woods.
Michael Phelps?
He was as good, but not better.
The Olympics are every 4 years.
Hey, think about that. So think about how good you have to be to do it every 4 years.
That means you trained for 3 years. I could even get Wilhelm to have a case tolerance by the time in 3 years.
I can drink a case of beer.
So you're saying Tiger Woods from what era? 99 to 03?
I think it's more like 01 to 05. Because 99, he won in 97. Then he retooled his swing with Butchie. And I'd say it was more like 01 to 05.
So let's look. He's got 14 majors. He won the Masters in 2001, 2002, and 2005. The U.S. Open 2000, 2002, 2008. The Open Championship 2000, 2005, 2006. PGA 99, 2000, 2006, 2007.
Yeah, so that you meant 99 to
2005. So in Phelps, yeah. 2 Olympics, which is 8 years of Tiger Woods, it's about there. I mean, he won every major almost, multiple times. From 99 to what, 07? He won what, 11 of his 14?
Mm-hmm. He's only won one. Won one in 97, which was the Masters.
Right, so discount that.
And 2008, he won the U.S. Open, and 2007, he won the PGA. So most of them happened between 99 and 2006, 11
so
of the
about
14.
2 Olympics.
Yeah, I still think, listen, I'm just telling you right now.
Okay.
Mike, think about it. Think about it. The
sure.
Kid, you should be a big fan of Michael Phelps.
I love Michael Phelps, and I love everything he stands for other than the DUIs.
Yes, good call.
But I'm just saying that there's other... It's hard. It's not a fair comparison because swimming, there's so many events. Yes.
But think about being that good in so many different events.
A lot of them are similar, though. Like
you're
swimming
saying in
is
track
swimming.
And field, there isn't in running.
Swimming is swimming.
The difference is in swimming.
Carl also did the long jump. I forgot that.
He did
was
the long
a dominant long jumper.
But guys who are great, typically in the Olympics, guys who are great in the 100 are not as good in the 200. And they're not as good in the 400. It's so specialized.
Right, but Carl
Phelps
was good in the
100. He wins the 200.
Yeah,
but
Carl won the 100, the 200, and the long jump. That's 3 different events.
That's track and field. He was just a swimmer. Now, if he went swimming and diving, he'd be the best of all around.
Track and
field, wonder if everybody's just turned off their radios at this point because we're talking about swimming.
Michael Phelps, great.
I mean, that one guy that called in from Elyria that only wanted to talk the X's and O's, he's cursing me out right now, throwing things at
somebody,
the radio.
Yeah, we do have somebody who likes you, but right now, one guy, R. Sorg, does not like Ron Paint's car. Said, I turned over to Bull and Fox because the kid talks too much. I don't like him. If you can't put your name on your opinion, I'm not interested. Your name's the kid. I don't understand. And you're very opinionated. As I understand it. What about Jack Nicklaus, somebody says, compared to, for his dominance?
His was a little more spread out, though.
Yes, it was.
He didn't have quite that. And that's why people thought Tiger was going to pass him, was because how quickly Tiger was getting him done. Jack's were a little more spread out.
And also, too, if you want to turn over the Bull and the Fox, they'll be on for the next 5 hours.
That's right.
So you have all the 4 hours after.
I don't even know what channel they're on. There's only one channel to listen to in this town, and that's WKNR, folks.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. All right, everybody. Big weekend coming up. Cavs playoffs. By the way, Cavs in what over the Celtics?
Cavs in five.
Five. I think they win every series in five, except if they play San Antonio.
I think the Cavs sweep the Boston Celtics to make up for those two games where they got shellacked when they played the B League. I think. Why am I dreaming? Why can't we sweep the Celts?
We can sweep the Celts.
It's very hard for an NBA team to sweep anybody in the playoffs.
Yeah, but the Celtics, I mean, they got Brad Stevens, who's a great coach, but they really have a
lineup.
They're
one of the worst playoff teams ever.
If that team was in Philadelphia, they would have won 12 games.
But all I know is it's going to take like 2 weeks to play at the most seven games.
Yeah.
So anything can happen. I feel like there's too many days off, too many things that can happen. Boston will get one.
The great thing is, though, is even if it does take 2 weeks – and we do win him in four or five, that means LeBron and his boys get at least a week off, potentially, before they play the Bulls or the Bucks.
Bottom line is, Cavs winning this series. The Browns players report to work on Monday to begin their offseason workout program, including Johnny Manziel. So we're going to get back to football next week. The draft's the week after that. Everybody have a great weekend. Happy birthday to my lovely daughter, Arden. We'll turn seven tomorrow. And we'll see you guys on Monday for Matt Wilhelm, for the kid, for Mr. Jason Gibbs. I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. And thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.